This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Friday, December 8th. The U.S. vetoed a U.N. resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The vote followed a rare move from the U.N. chief to invoke Article 99 of the U.N. Charter. It allowed him to call a Security Council meeting on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, referring to it as a threat to international peace and security. The Hamas-run Ministry of Health in Gaza says it has identified more than 300,000 cases of 15 infectious diseases in shelters in the Gaza Strip, which CNN cannot independently verify. It comes as Israel's military struck 450 targets over the past day, the highest number reported since the end of a truce with Hamas a week ago. The Israeli military says its forces continue to fight in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza, which it says is Hamas's, quote, main stronghold. The EU has agreed to one of the world's first major comprehensive artificial intelligence laws. Lawmakers struck a deal to ban the riskiest uses for AI that threatens, quote, people's safety, livelihoods, and rights. According to the law, those include systems that exploit specific vulnerable groups, biometric systems for law enforcement purposes, and artificial intelligence that deploys manipulative, quote, subliminal techniques. Limited risk systems, such as chatbots like OpenAI's ChatGPT, are subject to new transparency obligations under the law. The president of Harvard University has apologized for her remarks at a congressional hearing on combating anti-Semitism on college campuses. Harvard's Claudine Gay and the presidents of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and the University of Pennsylvania did not explicitly say calling for the genocide of Jews constituted bullying and harassment. Here's the exchange between her and Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik earlier this week.
At Harvard, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Harvard's rules of bullying and harassment, yes or no?
It can be, depending on the context.
What's the context?
Targeted as an individual, targeted at an individual.
It's targeted at Jewish students.
Gay told Harvard's school newspaper that she regretted what she did. The presidents of Harvard and UPenn have faced calls to resign. Oscar-nominated actor Ryan O'Neal has died, according to his son. He was reportedly 82. He starred in several landmark films, including Love Story and Paper Moon. Off-screen, O'Neal had a long relationship with actress and pinup model Farrah Fawcett. He opened up about it on Piers Morgan Tonight back in 2011.
Well, you know, Farrah was his very strong presence in my life. I hear songs that we loved, and it stabs me and brings her back. I had somebody that I loved. Okay.
Coming up.
Folks, we've been talking about this project for decades. Now we're really getting it done.
The infrastructure project's getting a boost. Hey, welcome back. President Joe Biden announced an $8.2 billion investment in railway construction and improvements across the country. This includes what would become the nation's first true high-speed rail line. He spoke to a crowd of union workers in Las Vegas today.
We're making 10 major rail projects across America, reaching tens of millions of people, putting high-speed rail on the fast track.
He said a new high-speed rail line connecting Las Vegas and Los Angeles would cut driving time in half. Planners hope to complete the project in time for the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. Tune into new episodes of Five Things at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, then back on Sunday for One Thing with host David Rind.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.